Coast Radio News for Friday, January 10th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Yesterday morning at 8:24, Lincoln County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a welfare check on a suspicious person at the Cape Perpetua Visitor Center. The caller reported the name of the individual was Chris Gardner. Earlier in the shift, deputies were made aware of a statewide bulletin regarding a 32-year-old military deserter from Joint Base Lewis-McChord, Washington, by the name of Christopher Lee Gardner. The report from U.S. Army was that Gardner was considered armed and dangerous. As a precaution, the Lincoln County Sheriff's deputies, with assistance from Oregon State Police and Cape Perpetua staff, evacuated the area. He was taken without incident. Gardner's car was recovered at Neptune State Scenic Viewport, and a firearm was found inside the vehicle. He was given a brief medical evaluation before being lodged in the Lincoln County Jail on a federal warrant. Gardner was not charged with any local crimes. The annual Fraudville event to benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Western Lane County will be held on February 8th. VIP tickets are already sold out, but general admission tickets are still available. Boys and Girls Club Director Chuck Trent says this year there will be a team generated from the Boys and Girls Club.
They're going to be doing a Bollywood routine. They've been working really, really hard, and it is going to knock your socks off.
The theme is a Hawaiian theme this year, and board member Kristen Goodman says a special edition this year will help raise some more money for the programs at the Boys and Girls Club.
We have a castaway island, so you can pay to have somebody sent to the island, then they have to pay to get off of the island.
The event will be held February 8th at the Florence Event Center. Tickets are $35. Wednesday evening, the Lane County Sheriff's Department responded to a domestic dispute between a man and a woman in Mapleton in the 10,000 block of Highway 36. The male subject had what was apparently a hatchet during the dispute. Deputies are investigating the incident. There were no injuries reported, nor were there any citations issued at the time. The National Weather Service is forecasting a long series of weather disturbances that will move through coastal areas into the valley today through the weekend. Colder temperatures will persist, and extensive snowfall is predicted for the Cascades and is forecast to move into the valley early next week. Travelers are urged to be prepared for bad weather, including carrying blankets, water, and some food. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, January 10th, 2020.